Welcome, Dr. Dominic Burke, Chief Scientist at Avalos and experienced scientist and also project manager. He's going to talk about the hair loss problem and how the hair loss might impact our emotional well-being. So let's take us through the new research finding about hair loss and the impacts.
Hi there. Thanks for having me. So we've just performed a recent survey of over 1,000 Australians from a cross-section of society to determine how hair loss or the perception of hair loss affects their emotional well-being. So we found several things within this study. And the main thing is that hair loss has a profound impact on people's emotional well-being, with 48% of Australians saying that when they're looking for a partner, hair is important. And 45% of women also said that they would be terrified if they would lose their hair. New findings also tell us that hair is very important for self-confidence and self-image. 45% of Australians said that their hair is linked to their confidence. And really, really interesting is that 40% of Australians that we surveyed said if their hair looks good, then they feel great no matter what's going on in their life.
What is the cause that caused this problem?
Hair loss is actually a lot more complicated than you think, and there are a number of things that can contribute to hair loss. Things like diet and stress, medications, age can also affect hair loss, and also genetics. And what all these things do is they impact the hair cycle. So hair doesn't continuously grow on the head. It grows in cycles where it grows for a period of time, then it rests, and then it falls out. What happens with hair loss is you get a bit of a dysfunction in that hair cycle, stress, and you get a shortening of that growth phase. So your hair's not growing for longer, it grows much thinner, and you have less hair growing at any given time. And over time, this starts to get worse and worse as the hair cycle becomes more dysfunctional.
So in this situation, what can people do to grow the hair or to deal with this issue?
There are a number of solutions available, and my first recommendation is always that people should improve their diet, get more exercise, and try to reduce a lot of the stresses in their lives. Apart from that, there are a number of medications that have been around for some time. These are both oral drugs and topical ointments that can be put on the head. And these are associated with a number of side effects that can be life-changing in some situations. But now we have a new solution that uses botanical extracts that restore that hair cycle. It's called Avolus. And it works by blocking a protein called FGF5. And FGF5 is the body's main culprit that stops hair from growing during that hair loss phase.
Has this new research and new finding that you have just mentioned be implemented in real time?
Yes, they have. So the Avolus products are available in Australia, and they're backed by scientific research that's been published in several scientific journals that have shown that by helping restore the hair cycle, you can reduce the amount of hair that's being lost and increase the amount of hair that's growing on the head at any given time.
Apart from the measure you have mentioned, is there any other options that scientifically proof that can help us?
Well, there are a few scientifically proven options. As I said, there are a number of drugs that are available. One's called minoxidil, which is available for a long time, but that was a blood pressure medication. It can't be used by everybody, and it can cause hair to fall out faster than it did before. And the other one is called Propecia, and that's only available for men. It can't be used in women. Yeah, so one of the most interesting things that we've been looking at in our new research is that how hair impacts our emotional well-being. And one of the reasons for this is because hair is very, very important in the way that we interact with each other. So hair is almost always in view when you're talking to somebody. It frames the face. So when people are worried about their hair, people think their hair is bad, they become very self-focused. They become very internally focused. And it can lead to depression, and it can also lead to feelings of sadness. And this is something that is quite profound, particularly in women, when women are losing their hair. They tend to be heavily impacted by the problem.
Is there any way that people can help themselves?
Yes, the first step that people should always do is speak to the doctor or a dermatologist or go to a very reputed hair salon, and they will often be able to direct them towards the right solution for them. Because some hair loss is not just due to age or genetics. Some hair loss can be due to underlying disorders, so it's always best to check with a doctor if you're experiencing hair loss, particularly if it's rapidly.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Dr. Dominic Burke, Chief Scientist at Avalis.
Thank you very much.